with 2:10 to go in the second quarter. BYU was down 6-0. Not a lot going. Then Will Farron hits a field goal, 6-3. Well, then, on K-State's ensuing possession, Tommy Prassas helped turn this game around. We'll get to that in a second, but Tommy Prassas joins us now on the headset, the true freshman popping on the headset and joining Greg and Hans upstairs. Tommy, congratulations to you and the guys on this massive win tonight. Good to have you with us.
Thank you, sir. Thank you.
How pleasing does this feel, knowing you're bringing in one of the best teams in the country and keeping them out of the end zone?
I felt really good. That was our expectation going in this game, is to have a stout defense and hold them to very few points, and we did that.
So, Tommy, early on in this game, Evan Johnson goes down. Tell me, what kind of shifting goes on when you lose a guy like Evan Johnson?
We just next guy up. We have some good young guys at corner and nickel, so we put them out there, and they went out there and made some plays.
I know Maury Bamba just got back off of injury duty as well, and was he able to practice all week and then just ready for the role?
Yes, sir, he was.
Your secondary has been such a strength of this team. It's a deep room. It's a deep safety room. It's a deep corner room. How do you characterize the togetherness and the depth you feel amongst yourselves in the secondary?
We just got a bunch of dogs. We have really good communications out there, always on the same page and always out there looking to make the next play.
All right, let's get back to the play you made. Will Farron hits a field goal of 31 yards. It's now 6-3, and K-State has the football. The first run is DJ Giddens up the middle for 5. Now, we're going to let you hear through the headset what happened on the next play. This is 2nd and 5 at the K-State 30. First play at the under, 2-minute timeout just before halftime. Here's what happened. Single wide to the right. Bell high snap. Give to Giddens. Fumbled! It's loose! The Cougs will recover! Looking to scoop and score! 10-5! And touchdown! Touchdown, Tommy Prassas! And the Cougs score on defense! The Cougs took a lead they would not relinquish. The PAT made it 10-6, and you guys were kind of off and running from there. What a wild turn of events. Maybe you could describe your first score as a BYU Cougar.
No, yeah, that was insane. Jack Kelly came in with a huge hit on the running back. Ball just popped out basically right in front of me. I just had to take a couple steps. I was worried Maury was going to jump on it, actually, but I just came in, scooped it up. My guys, my brothers out there, set some good blocks for me, and I just took to the crib.
So what do you do with the ball? Do you get to keep it? I mean, is that something that you get to put on the mantle? Did you find it?
Yeah, I took it all the way to the sideline. I was trying to keep it, and then someone came up to me out of nowhere. Everybody was celebrating with me, and they just yanked it from
me.
I know. I was super upset, too, but yeah, I was really trying to keep it, but someone came and yanked it.
Could you have ever imagined something like that as a freshman? I mean, when you were showing up on campus, were you like, oh, yeah, I'm going to get in. Oh, yeah, I'm going to start. Oh, yeah, I'm gonna be returning a scoop and score? Or does this surpass your dreams of what this year would have been for you?
No, I knew I was planning on coming in and playing and getting some good playing time, be able to make plays on this defense. Definitely wasn't expecting a scoop and score. I was thinking maybe a pick or pick six or something like that. But I knew when I was in the game, I was going to go out there and make a play.
Hey, what was your celebration, by the way?
I blacked out. I don't even know. I got the Rock was going crazy. Everybody was celebrating with me. I was just jumping up and down, just going crazy.
So we just had Parker Kingston on before you, right? Now, he had the punt return touchdown. Yeah. You had the scoop and score. We did some research here. Our statistician, Ralph Sokolowski, up here in the booth, thinks it's the first time since 1996.
Dang.
Okay, you were not alive yet.
Nope.
1996, that BYU's had both a kick or punt return touchdown and a defensive score in the same game. So that's a special thing, what you guys pulled out there tonight.
Yep. No, our plan was to flip the script on them. K-State has had a good defense and good special teams, and Coach Hill said we just need to come out here and flip the switch, have good special teams, and then go punch them in the mouth of the defense.
Tommy, what was the goal with Avery Johnson coming in, just corralling him and keeping him in the pocket?
Yep.
Like, what kinds of things did you guys do to try to keep him in the pocket? Because just talking with Tyler Batty, he said, man, we did it all, and he still was able to pull out some magic numbers.
No, he's a good player. We had just the D-line was collapsing the pocket. We had some spies. He's an athlete. He was out there moving the ball for them, and he was doing good.
All right, so at 4-0, this is your first year with the program, but 4-0 is a heck of a start. You keep SMU out of the end zone. They scored 66 today against TCU. You keep K-State out of the end zone, and they're a high-scoring team. What's the identity right now of this BYU football team?
You know, I still don't think people know. Just have a great defense. Offense is going to go out there and do a thing. Great special teams. Disciplined football. And we're out here doing it for our brothers out there. So, yeah, people still don't know. We got a lot to prove.
You know, I'm just curious with your defensive game plan now, getting it put together for Baylor. And I know that you guys will get an early look at it, but how do you approach that road game, and what are some things that you might not know about Baylor and are expecting in that game next week?
I haven't been able to watch the film yet on them. Was focused on this game this week. But, yeah, just going there disciplined and just ready for battle.
Tommy, pleasure chatting with you tonight. Many more moments like this to come with you on the headset, we are sure, as your BYU career continues. Outstanding job. Maybe I'll just get from you a thought about playing really only your second game in Lavelle Edwards Stadium, but you've seen two sellouts and two fun Saturday nights, and you saw the effect a crowd can have with false starts and formation penalties. And what was your sense of 64,000 in the building tonight?
Yeah, no, it was awesome. Everybody just needs to keep showing out. Freaking, like, the offense it was messing up out here so many times, and it gives us fuel on the field as a defense, and then when we go ball out, the offense goes balls out too. So, you know, the Rock was rocking. Everybody, it was insane environment.
Well, your play was a big part of that environment tonight. So much fun to call and fun to watch you get the reps and perform the way you are. An exciting career for you is in store, we know. Tommy, thanks for the time tonight.
Thank you.
You lit it up, bud.
Thank you.
All right, that is freshman Tommy Prassas. Touchdown, Tommy.